October 12th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The inner recesses of my heart hold the promise of heaven upon earth. Man can attain this if he chooses. To do so, he must love me above all else. Everything else in his life must be viewed and accepted in relation to his love of me. Every desire, every victory, and every defeat must be accepted as my loving will. I choose for you only what you need for your salvation. I assist you in accepting the most bitter crosses, and I celebrate with you every joy and every grace. The soul that can relate to my paternal friendship is the one who is at peace. Peace begins first in the heart and from the heart, spreads to the world around the soul. It is in this way heaven is yours upon earth. For this reason, you must stay close to my paternal heart, so that the peace I desire for you can flourish and spread for all to witness. Beyond this, I desire your unity and oneness of purpose. My remnant will be recognizable as those who pray, sacrifice, cling to tradition, and are at peace." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 17. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.